Senator Kel Seliger of Amarillo was the only Texas Senate Republican to join with the liberal Democrats in Austin in voting against property tax reform, which puts more control into taxpayers' hands and more transparency into the process for all. Amarillo Seliger is emblematic of what we get in the legislature when candidates come from establishment and civic cheerleader crowds. Seliger was once Amarillo's mayor, and like many of the elected, thinks his constituency is other levels of government instead of the people for whom these local governments were created to serve. It should be little surprise that the Amarillo area's other young Austin leader is rated among the most liberal Republicans in the Texas House and is whispered to be the choice of the Strauss crowd to be Speaker of the House should their liberal buddy Strauss quit or lose the job. The political site Transparency Texas reported about Price, State Representative for Price, by the way, his real name is Walter, he's just Walter the Fourth, of House District 87, encompassing four counties in the Panhandle, chairs the powerful Public Health Committee and co-chairs the Health and Human Services Transition and Oversight Committee. Key allies of Speaker Strauss declared in State Rep Price's local paper, the Amarillo Globe News, he would be their choice to succeed Speaker Strauss when the sitting speaker eventually retires. You only have local liberals getting away with branding themselves conservative at election time when local media is in on the deception as part of the ruling club, and that well describes Amarillo and a lot of other places. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.